presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources.
February 7, 543 America, New York, nature reserves could ban pets. Researchers say pet waste has a greater environmental impact than air pollution. A study has claimed that dog waste being left behind in nature reserves is resulting in overfertilization that is damaging ecosystems by reducing biodiversity and allowing a few plants to eliminate others and the wildlife that relies on their existence. February 7, 525 America, New York, Papua New Guinea PM tests positive for COVID-19 in Beijing. Papua New Guinea's prime minister tested positive for COVID-19 when he arrived in Beijing last week to attend the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympic Games and had to cut short his stay. February 7, 513 America, New York, study blames top companies for exaggerating their green achievements. Most of the biggest corporations lag behind in following environmental goals. Researchers say a report released on Monday suggests that environmental obligations made by 25 of the world's largest corporations largely fail to put forward their declared zero emission and carbon neutral goals. February 7, 5 o'clock America, New York, is the coronavirus in your backyard? White-tailed deer could become a reservoir for the virus, putting people and animals at risk, health experts say. Suresh Kuchipudi, a veterinary microbiologist at Penn State University in State College, PA, with Cashew, a young white-tailed deer in the university's Deer Research Center. February 7, 5 o'clock America, New York, a photographer's view of Jordan's many splendors. For 10 days, a photojournalist drove across Jordan from north to south, visiting several of the country's most treasured sites. Here's what he saw. February 7, 5 o'clock America, New York, Democracy is Life, the grassroots movement taking on Sudan's generals. Hundreds of loosely connected resistance committees are organizing nonviolent protests, tracking the injured and dead and demanding a government led by civilians. A protest in front of the family home of a 22-year-old protester Thabit Moa Bashir, killed on January 24, in Khartoum, Sudan, on January 27, 2022. February 7, 5 o'clock America, New York, Turkey's doctors are leaving, the latest casualty of spiraling inflation. Doctors, worn down by grueling hours and violence, are emigrating in rising numbers, undermining one of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's signature achievements, a view of Istanbul. February 7, 5 o'clock America, New York, Biden will press German Chancellor on Russia sanctions and pipeline. The two leaders are meeting amid concerns that Germany has not been a forceful enough partner in calming tensions between Russia and Ukraine. February 7, 434 America, New York, parents left underwhelmed by Vegan Friday in NYC public schools. Mayor Eric Adams hopes to improve public health with his push for meatless lunches. Parents of New York City schoolchildren have taken to social media to share photos of what they believe are inadequate school lunches. February 7, 429 America, New York, Maori call for breakup with British crown. Indigenous political leaders in New Zealand wish for more meaningful and fulfilling partnership. New Zealand's Maori Party has called for the removal of the British monarch as the head of state on Sunday, as the island nation marked its founding, which coincided with the day Queen Elizabeth II marked her 70th anniversary as ruler. February 7, 427 America, New York, across Asia, spike in virus cases follows Lunar New Year. Many Asian countries are facing a spike in COVID-19 infections after the widely celebrated Lunar New Year holidays, as health officials grapple with the highly transmissible Omicron variant and expectations that numbers will continue to rise in coming weeks. February 7, 424 America, New York, Michaela Schifrin out early in giant slalom at Beijing Olympics. But star U.S. Olympian, who has several more events upcoming, vows to push on in bid to become first U.S. alpine ski racer to win 3 Olympic golds across a career. February 7, 317 America, New York, major Latin American nation joins China's mega project. Argentina became the first of the continent's 3 top economies to sign up for the Belt and Road Infrastructure Initiative. February 7, 302 America, New York, Macron heads to Moscow to help ease tensions over Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron is set to hold talks in Moscow in a bid to help to escalate tensions over Ukraine. February 7, 2:58 America, New York, Biden to meet with Scholz, Macron to visit Putin as window for Ukraine diplomacy narrows. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz promised a united and decisive response to any Russian hostilities ahead of a meeting at the White House on Monday, the same day French President Emmanuel Macron will meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. February 7, 2:40 America, New York, Spotify CEO speaks out on Joe Rogan controversy. I do not believe that silencing Joe is the answer, Daniel Ek said in a memo despite blasting Joe Rogan for using the N-word on his show. Spotify CEO Daniel Ek made it clear to employees that the platform has no plans to part ways with its no. February 7, 2:34 America, New York, China's Tencent restores Fight Club ending after backlash. In a rare reversal, Chinese streaming giant Tencent undid massive cuts it had made to the original. February 7, 2:20 America, New York, Iran shuts down news website over image of decapitated woman. Iran has shut down a news website after it published an image of a man holding what was said to be the head of his wife in his hand. February 7, 2:13 America, New York, U.S. takes silver in team figure skating, and the best could be yet to come. The U.S. completed the team figure skating event at the Beijing Winter Olympics on Monday with its best finish yet, earning a silver medal. The Russian Olympic Committee, ROC, earned gold, and Japan earned its first medal in the event with bronze. February 7, 2:06 America, New York, Australia to reopen to vaccinated tourists, 2 years after international border shut. With local inoculation rates around 90%, Australia says allowing in vaccinated tourists will not further strain the health system. February 7, 2:00 America, New York, Australia sets date for international travel reopening. The country has been closed for tourists for nearly 2 years. Australia will fully reopen its borders to all vaccinated tourists with appropriate visas on February 21, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced during a media briefing on Monday. February 7, 1:47 America, New York, China's Peng Shuai says there was misunderstanding over her allegations and announces retirement. In carefully managed interview with French media, she denied accusing a former senior Chinese official of sexual assault.